right before our eyes. Artists occasionally experience a sense of stagnation, a block. The generative energy is ceaseless. It may be just that we're not choosing to engage with it. Think of an artistic impasse as another type of creation, a block of your own making. Through surrender, we can be and do rather than think and try. What if this is all a story? Be mindful not to abandon a project prematurely because you have given it all or nothing thinking. You might come to realize that 80% of the work is good, and if the other 20% fits in just the right way, the work could become magnificent. If you're open and stay tuned to what's happening, the answers will be revealed. A whisper out of time. We can't weigh source material based on the initial impact it makes on arrival. Sometimes the smallest seed grows into the biggest tree. Often, hints of inspiration and direction from source are small. To hear whispers, the mind must also be quiet. Meditation, a walk, a swim, or a drive. The question isn't being worked on, it's just loosely held in awareness. Expect a surprise. Some of the most interesting artistic choices come about by accident. In time, we grow accustomed to moments where you give the art exactly what it needs without intending to, where a solution seems as if it appeared without your intervention at all. Release all expectations about what the work will be. Practice humility. Learn to trust yourself as a unique channel to a higher wisdom. This intelligence is beyond our understanding. Through grace, it is accessible to all. Living in discovery is at all times preferable to living through assumptions. Great expectations. The outcome of a work is out of our control. Take each step into the unknown with grit and determination. You'll ultimately get to where you're going. The destination may not be one you've chosen in advance, but it will likely be more interesting. Experimental faith. Faith is rewarded perhaps even more than talent or ability. We rely on belief and will. For an artist, our job is testing possibilities. We allow ourselves to make mistakes, go too far, to be inept. Each experiment is valuable on its own. Sometimes the mistakes are what makes the work great. Humanity breathes in mistakes. Openness. With the overwhelming amount of information available to us, we have time and expertise to evaluate each new choice with a completely open, unbiased mind. The artist does not value safety and smallness. Our charge is to soften, to become more porous, to let more light in, to stretch our point of view. We invite beliefs that are different from the ones we held, and we try to see beyond our own filters. Curiosity doesn't take sides. It explores all perspectives. When something doesn't go according to plan, it could be the universe leading us to an even better solution. There's no way to know. Just keep an open mind. Surrounding the lightning bolt. Some artists live as storm chasers, awaiting spontaneous strikes, longing for the thrill. A more constructive strategy is to focus less on the lightning bolt and more on the spaces surrounding it. While we can't command a lightning bolt's arrival, we can control the space around it. The storm chasers believe that inspiration precedes creation. This is not always the case. Without diligence, inspiration alone rarely yields work of much consequence. If inspiration does not come to lead the way, we show up anyway. Do what you can with what you have. Nothing more is needed. 24/7, staying in it. Artist is always on call. It's because the artist's job is of two kinds, the work of doing and the work of being. Creativity is something you are, not only something you do. Once you acquiesce to the demands of the creative life, it becomes part of you. At any moment, you're prepared to stop what you're doing and make a note or capture a fleeting thought. It means remaining open to what's around you, noticing what you find interesting and what makes you lean forward. Spontaneity, special moments. Artists may prize spontaneous works, thinking there's some higher priority or specialness, but can you tell the difference between art that sprang to mind and art that was crafted with forethought? And does this difference matter? Art made accidentally has no more or less weight than art created through sweat and struggle. The story of spontaneity can be misleading. We don't see all the practice and preparation that goes into priming an artist for the spontaneous event to come through. Every work contains a lifetime of experience. Not all projects are the same. No two people are the same. The project is the guide we follow with its own conditions and requirements. With no preparation or forethought, you might bypass the conscious mind and draw from the unconscious. You may feel that what emerges holds a charge that cannot be duplicated through rational means. This approach is at the heart of some forms of jazz. When the musicians are improvising a piece and preconceived ideas of what to play can prevent the performance from taking flight. The goal is to be in it and allow the music to essentially play itself, accepting the risks. The performances will be good on a good night and bad on a bad night. And perhaps the best jazz musicians are the ones who have the ability to create special moments on a fairly consistent basis. Even spontaneity gets better with practice. Make notes. There's a great volume of material constantly being generated, and we're so in the moment that it's impossible to remember everything, even something that happened seconds ago. Faithful note-taking by a connected observer helps prevent special moments from getting lost. Sometimes it's the most ordinary moment that creates the most extraordinary piece of art. How to choose. Our work begins with a seed. As it grows, each decision we make becomes a branch splitting off in new directions. How do we know which choice will lead us to the best possible version of the work? The answer is rooted in a universal principle of relationships. We can only tell where something is in relation to something else. We call it A-B testing. Whenever possible, make the A-B test blind. Turn off the conscious mind and follow your impulses. Free yourself from any belief or baggage or dogma that gets in the way. Shades and degrees. In crafting, the amount of time we put in and the results we get are rarely imbalanced. What ultimately makes a work great is the sum total of the tiniest details. When the work has 5 mistakes, it's not yet completed. When it has 8 mistakes, it might be. Implications. Purpose. You may sometimes wonder, why am I doing this? What is it all for? There doesn't need to be a purpose guiding what we choose to make. If we like what we're creating, we don't have to know why. When we're making things we love, our mission is accomplished. There's nothing at all to figure out. Think to yourself, I'm just here to create. Freedom. Does the artist have social responsibility? The work of art serves its purpose independent of the creator's interest in social responsibility. This doesn't mean our work can't have those qualities, but we generally don't get there by planning them. It's best to wait until work is complete to discover what it's saying. Art is far more powerful than our plans for it. In polite society, thoughts and feelings can be too dark to share. When we recognize them expressed in art, though, we feel less alone, more real, more human. The artist's only responsibility is the work itself. You're free to create what you will. If there were anything you might stand for, it would be to defend this creative autonomy. The world is only as free as it allows its artists to be. What we say, what we sing, what we paint, we get to choose. We have no responsibility to anything other than the art itself. The art is the final word. The possessed. The creative process can have a therapeutic power. It offers a deep sense of connection. Art does not unravel the maker, but makes the artist whole. What works for you? Believing. Your path is unique for only you to follow. There is no single route to great art. Receive wisdom skillfully. Try it on for size and see how it fits. Incorporate what's useful. Let go of the rest. The only practice that matters is the one you consistently do, not the practice of any other artist. There is no wrong way to make art. Adaptation. Practice gets us part of the way there. It takes time for practice to be absorbed into the body. We call this the recovery phase. Achieving artistic mastery means working tirelessly. There may be benefits in taking breaks. Recovery at opportune times will cause greater leaps in improvement. The cycle of practice and adaptation creates multifaceted growth. You are building concentration and focus and training your brain to learn more efficiently, more easily. This adaptation process plays a bigger role. A will to life. An idea gathers energy, building charge, yearning to be embraced, but it may be an inch further away than we can currently reach. As we trace back over it again and again, more and more detail comes into focus and we become wholly consumed. Our capacity grows and stretches to touch the idea that source is offering up. We accept this responsibility with gratitude, cherish it, and protect it. We adapt and grow in order to receive. Advancing the cycle of creation. Translation. Art is an act of decoding. We receive intelligence from source and interpret it through the language of our chosen craft. For the sake of both the work and our own enjoyment, it's of great value to continue honing our craft. Every artist at every juncture in the process can get better through practice, study, and research. The gifts of art are more learned and developed than innate. We can always improve. Remember that the challenge is not that you can't do it, but that you haven't done it. You can train for anything. Consider your craft as an energy alive in you, a part of the cycle of evolution. It wants to grow. It wants to flower. To hone your craft is to honor creation.